It is the radio segment that just wants to dance. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everybody else does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is from Lady Lake, Florida. 31-year-old Lindsay Staley McShane stole a Kia the other day. Eventually, she pulled over and got out, and she started trying to break into people's homes until the cops showed up.
What? Wait, she's waiting for the...
Well, no, she was still... She wasn't hanging out.
I thought she was doing it until the cops showed up. Like, I'm just biding my time, waiting for them. My bad.
That's when authorities noticed the stolen car and asked Lindsay about it. Lindsay said she had never seen that car in her life. And continued to say that she was innocent. But there was one problem with Lindsay's story. The cops realized she didn't have any teeth. And unfortunately for her, they found Lindsay's dentures inside of the stolen car.
I didn't realize that when you had dentures, you just left them lying around all over the place. Sure. Like, I'd probably keep mine in.
It's like taking off your high heels, bro. It's just like, feels better.
She was arrested and booked on Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
Like, oh, man.
Those aren't mine. That came with the car. I don't know. That's an option, I think, in Kias. Fake teeth. This next laser story is out of St. Paul, Minnesota. A 27-year-old guy named Alan Krueger was driving drunk with his girlfriend when he swerved off the road and crashed into a ditch. Apparently, it wasn't a bad crash because neither of them were hurt much, but they were a little tipsy. And instead of calling the cops, the two of them chose a different route and decided to become intimate right there.
What? Oh, my God.
Hey, when the mood, when the mood strikes,
well,
you know.
And when you see your life flash before your eyes, you realize how sweet this little time we have on Earth is.
That's right. Alan and his girlfriend decided to get it on in the car while stuck in the ditch. Shortly after, a random woman drove by, saw what was happening in the car, and called the cops.
Oh, come on.
What a buzzkill.
I like how someone calls the cops for that reason, but not because there's a crashed car on the side of the road. Like, way to go, humanity.
When they arrived, police found Alan and his girlfriend both drunk, but enjoying themselves quite a bit.
I bet.
When, he wasn't too drunk. We know that for a fact.
When they tried to have Alan take some sobriety tests, he fought with them and spit on them and eventually was arrested for drunk driving and assault.
You know, you wouldn't think you'd be that aggressive after a moment like that with your girlfriend.
Yeah, well, maybe they were doing some rough stuff. Okay. He was just still in the mood. I don't know. This next laser story out of Detroit, Michigan. A 29-year-old woman named Bettina Jackson recently met a 39-year-old guy named Tony. And they were lying in bed on Sunday when she decided to take a big risk. She rolled over to face him and said that she wanted to be exclusive.
God, your heart's pounding in that moment, girl.
It's not clear if that was the first time that they'd slept together, but Tony said he really liked her, but it was too early and he wasn't ready to commit yet.
What a good guy.
Because they'd only been on a few dates. He was being honest.
Yeah, it's just, you never ask when you're in bed still.
Unfortunately for him, Bettina did not like that answer. So she responded by stabbing him multiple times.
I'm glad you're breaking that stereotype that women are crazy. So thanks for that, Bettina.
She actually did it after he fell asleep.
Whoa.
After their talk, and Tony says he woke up with a sharp pain in his back.
That's even more messed up. Like, you thought about it for a long time and then stabbed him?
That's when he rolled over and saw her holding a steak knife. I'm assuming he's like, you were serious about wanting to get together. Yeah, absolutely. Now? Definitely.
Yeah.
Of course. Bettina ended up stabbing him 9 times.
Whoa!
Are you kidding?
Tony showed up at the hospital in serious condition, but should recover. As for Bettina, she's facing charges for assault with intent to murder.
Okay, the only man on the planet that can have a real fear of commitment.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like, I can't, I don't want to commit to you. Trust me, I got stabbed one time.
Yeah.
9 times.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm ready for this.
I'd be like, okay, I get it.
The next laser story is out of jolly old England. The University of Cambridge is looking for a unique position for their college, and it's gotten quite a buzz in the media. The job comes with a 6-figure salary and a very distinctive title. What is it? Professor of Legos.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's right.
Wait, at Cambridge?
Yep. Cambridge wants somebody who is willing to study Legos figure out ways to incorporate them into education, and then analyze the role of Legos and other toys in kids' lives worldwide.
Wow.
So you say professor of Legos and people will laugh at you, but then you say at Cambridge.
Yes.
And they're like, oh well,
I guess it's serious then.
No.
But there are two catches. One, the deadline to apply is tomorrow, so if you want that job, you better hurry up. Mm. And two, they're looking for someone with a, quote, outstanding research record of international stature and vision, leadership experience, and enthusiasm. I don't even know what that all means.
I don't know. It sounds like a bunch of BS to me.
Yeah. It means you gotta like Legos a lot.
Oh, okay.
This next laser story is out of the land of beer. A company in Sweden just designed the first beer that's specifically made to drink in the shower.
Hooray!
How would it be any different than any other beer?
Yeah, shower beer is the best beer, by the way.
Yeah, it is. A good one. It's got water-resistant outer shell and is only 6 ounces, so you can finish it in 3 sips, right?
Oh, so it's smaller.
And but isn't all bottles and cans water-resistant?
No, I think,
I don't know.
Is this supposed to blend with the beer, though, the water or something?
No.
It's 10% alcohol, which is high for beer, so it gets the job done quickly. So if you're getting ready to go out and you want to catch a quick buzz, just slam one of those.
Yeah.
There's no word on whether they're planning to sell it here in the U.S., but if not, somebody will probably rip off the idea.
Yeah.
Totally.
And Americans would love shower beer.
I'm more of a wine bath type of girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of some random university.
Cool.
Yep, just a random university.
Great.
According to a new study, the average person's college degree doesn't pay for itself until they turn 34.
That's actually better than I expected, to be honest with you.
But still, that's a long time.
It's a really long time.
That means it takes around 12 years out of college before you can recoup the entire cost of your tuition and other expenses and make the money you could have earned during the 4 years that you were in school.
Okay, and what about all the emotional scars from the years of living under the poverty line?
On the contrary, the study also says there are benefits aplenty to going to college. College grads are more likely to volunteer, exercise, vote in elections, and hook up with other young college hotties. It's a big benefit of going to college is being able to hook up with people your age who are away from the house for the first time, a lot of them, and just get crazy.
Yeah.
And they are more likely to have job benefits like health insurance.
Uh-huh.
Nonetheless, a decade after graduation is a long time to be in debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So there you go. If you just graduated college, that's an inspiring message for you today.
Yeah. Just a decade.
Your debt won't be paid off for a long time.
Yeah.
So
look forward to that.
Yep. Enjoy all the fast food and the ramen and stuff like that. Speaking of somebody who didn't go to college, but still gets to hook up with his favorite thing all the time. That would be this little dude. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.